The Players Lounge is presented by 24 Hour Fitness, the official fitness partner of the Anaheim Ducks. From best-in-class equipment to expert coaching and motivating group fitness classes, 24 Hour Fitness has what you need to find your strength.
This is an uninterrupted look into the Anaheim Ducks locker room. Hear the stories, chirps, season journey, and more from the current Ducks roster right here on the Players Lounge.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Players Lounge, coming at you from Great Park Ice. Reason being, we have exit interviews going on. So we got Cutter Gauthier and Seb Cogliano. No, I'm going to do that again. Colangelo. Damn it, I've called you Andrew Cogliano so many times. I swear to God, it's the funniest thing. I apologize for that.
There's worse things to be called.
Oh, God, I know, right? Well, gents, how you guys doing, man? And how, it's been a whirlwind, you know, a couple weeks for you guys. But first and foremost, let's talk about today. Sitting down with Pat Verbeek, talking about the end of the season and what's on tap. I mean, how those conversations go, Cutter?
Yeah, they went well. I spoke with them for about 20-30 minutes, and we were just talking about the summer and what we have planned, and just how I felt in the league at the end there with the one game. So it was pretty cool chatting with him and kind of sharing a little bit of his experience with when he had it with younger players, and just what he's looking forward for me this summer and coming into training camp.
And how is it having a GM like Pat Verbeek, who spent so much time in the league? Of course, won a Stanley Cup. I mean, he's got that knowledge. He can come at it from a player's perspective. I mean, does that mean a lot to you as a player?
Yeah, it's huge. Anytime you can get someone who's played at the highest level and been there for a while and obviously had, you know, one heck of a career, and just learning from him and just kind of hearing his perspective is what you want to hear. You don't want to hear from someone who doesn't have the experience and someone who can't really relate to you as a young player. And it was nice having Pat, and he played in the NHL when he was 19 years old, so he kind of understands the ropes of it and getting into the National Hockey League. And it was pretty cool to hear what he had to say and what, you know, the advice he had for me.
Sam, to you, kind of similar question. You had an extra week on Cutter.
Yeah.
You know, that's about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the experience for you at the end of the season, being able to pick up your first goal in your first game, I mean, all those, that kind of cool stuff. What was Pat's message to you for the offseason?
Yeah, just he thought I came in and played well. Obviously, it's a really hard league to get into. So, he has, like Cutter said, he has a lot of experience. He was in our shoes at one point. So just kind of give me some things to work on going into my first NHL training camp, and obviously coming here and trying to make the team in the fall is the goal. So just going to do anything I can this summer to put myself in that position. But yeah, I mean, obviously, like, I think I had maybe 5 or 6 days longer here than Cutter, so I got to know things a little bit, maybe not better. The guys were great to both of us.
Yeah.
So it made it easy for both of us, and we were roommates on the road. So we kind of got to go through this experience together, and it was really cool.
What did you guys know of each other prior to joining the team? I know that you both played in college. I don't think you faced each other.
Yeah, we had never met.
Okay.
We played against each other my junior year at Northeastern a little bit. And obviously, he's an American kid, and I watched the World Juniors. I played in the World Juniors, so I've got to see him play quite a bit. But we had never met each other.
You know, I want to ask you guys too about playing in college, because a lot of guys go different routes to the NHL, and it seems like when you go to college, you have a different experience, more of a life experience, if you will, than guys coming from juniors. You know, Cutter being able to go back and play another year at BC, and then of course, you know, compete for a World Junior Championship. How did that extra year of college kind of affect you as a player? Turn pro?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, whenever you get the opportunity to play for, you know, one of the top schools in the country, like Boston College, you try to take the most out of it. And, you know, after my freshman year, I was thinking, and then I decided it was best for me to come back another year. And I think it did pay, you know, a lot of dividends in my game, and, you know, just a whole 200-foot player, and, you know, off the ice as well. You know, you only go to college one time, and, you know, I wanted to, you know, share the experiences with my family and my friends and the teammates I had after my freshman year and enjoy it with them. And, you know, you mentioned it, like, you know, it's a little bit different than, you know, other routes, but it was a great time. You know, you're at school, you know, in the morning, you go to the rink for 4 or 5 hours, and then you get to hang out with all the guys and, you know, other students or classmates that you met in classes. So you got a little bit of a real world life with, you know, the other kids who don't play a sport, and then you kind of got your own hockey time too. So it was a really cool experience in my time. I was only there for 2 years, you know, and, you know, I had a great time.
Well, I've hated real world experiences. I think that's what I've heard from guys have gone to college, and they kind of get that. Not that you balance a checkbook anymore, but you certainly have to, you know, work on finances, and time management is something else, because you're going to class and you're trying to be a Division I athlete. Sam, what kind of advice would you give to someone, whether they can choose going the junior route, you know, going right to the minor leagues, or going to college? What would you say to them?
I mean, I played all 4 years in college, and I went to two different schools, which is pretty uncommon for guys that are going to sign an NHL contract at the end. So I kind of got to experience a bunch of different things over my 4 years, but I definitely say the college route was, I'm so happy that I got to choose that. I met so many people over the past few years, and for life after hockey too. Obviously you want to play this game for as long as you can, but eventually it's going to end, and going to college, I mean, we both went to schools in downtown Boston. We met a lot of great people that will be able to help us out for the rest of our lives.
Why was the portal a good move for you?
It kind of helped me get my game back on track. I had a tough year, and the portal is an interesting thing. Like, I'll be honest, I'm not like the biggest fan of it. It worked for me, and it worked.
I heard it worked baseball, yeah. I heard in football. I've never really, and I know what happens in hockey, but I just wasn't, you know, aware, and I saw your background.
Yeah, it worked wonders for me, but for me it was great. I got to kind of get my career back on track and go play for Pat First, Raleigh, Western Michigan, who really helped me out a lot.
So big moments are where you guys want to play. We're just talking about some baseball big moments that were happening recently. But that being said, you know, playing in college, playing in the World Juniors, both of you guys have been able to play on those landscapes, those platforms, playing in front of those crowds. How cool was that? I mean, to be able to have that and have that experience and take that into today and be able to play in front of, you know, 17, 18,000 people.
Yeah, it was so surreal. Like you said, you know, at the World Juniors, you got 12, 14,000 screaming Swedes after playing Sweden, and you know they all don't like us. Angry Swedes, and it kind of just gets you, you know, adjusted to what you kind of expect in, you know, certain towns, and you know, playing in the Hockey's Championship too, playing at TD Garden with the sold out crowd against you know, BU and like all those big teams, it's pretty surreal. It's something that, you know, not a lot of other conferences get to experience, and we were fortunate enough, you know, Northeastern and BC to play in the Beanpot as well with, you know, crazy fans. So we've definitely not, you know, had a lackage of, you know, thousands and thousands of fans. So it's been pretty cool to play just in those type of environments. And anytime you go over to Europe, it's really different too. But that experience over there was super surreal. And, you know, it was crazy, you know, crazy winning that game in front of all those people. And it was just, you know, great surreal experiences over this past year.
And then you stepped on the ice in Vegas.
Yeah.
Was there, but did it prepare you? I know it was game number one, so it was a little bit different. Yeah. But was there, you kind of look up and go, okay, I've been here before.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, crowd wise, I mean, I've been a little bit used to, you know, big crowds like that, and just that rookie lap was so special. I mean, it wasn't too packed for warm-ups, but you know, come the first period and just watching, looking around, like you said, and just trying to soak it all in, it's you know, it's a different environment, obviously, playing in the NHL as opposed to college. But you know, I was just trying to take it all in, soak it all in, and really enjoy the moment.
First assist too, right? Why not?
Yeah, that was pretty special.
Point per game.
Finish off the year at a point per game, can't complain.
Goal your first game. Mm-hmm. What was that like, your first lap? Kind of what Cutter was talking about. Take me through kind of that first experience for you.
Yeah, you try to prepare yourself as much as you can for that lap, and telling myself I'm not going to be nervous. And I wasn't really too nervous for the game. And I think me and Cutter kind of shared a similar experience. Ryan Strome decided to tell us right as we're walking out, you only worked your whole life for this, so don't be nervous. And that kind of gave me the chills a little bit. And yeah, going out there, it was really cool. I had some family and friends in town, and I know that it meant just as much to them as it did to me. And it was really cool. And then being able to score that first goal, I saw the puck sitting there, and I kind of blacked out when I saw it. And just the only thing in my mind was get this thing over the goal line. So it was a really cool feeling. And I knew where my parents were sitting and kind of looking up after I scored, and they were going nuts. It was a really cool feeling.
Yeah, I think the puck was yelling at you. Yeah, it was just, I mean, literally sitting there like waiting for you to put it
in. I thought the goalie saved it, to be honest, and I heard the crowd go nuts, and then I looked back there, and it was sitting there, and I had my stick tied up, and I was really lucky to get it over the goal line there.
The Players Lounge is presented by 24 Hour Fitness, the official fitness partner of the Anaheim Ducks. From best-in-class equipment to expert coaching and motivating group fitness classes, 24 Hour Fitness has what you need to find your strength. Jency, I know you've been asked this before, but parents and family, I mean, they help this journey, right? I mean, this is not just one person going down this road. It's entire family. It's commitment, it's dedication, it's sacrifice. So you both, if I'm right, in listening to and also being there, you both had your families in attendance for those first games. I mean, mm-hmm. Cutter, your parents came and they were sitting in the stands there when you're able to make your debut in Vegas. I mean, with, you know, everything that you've gone through, what did it mean to you to have them to be able to be there for you?
Yeah, it's incredible. Like you said, it's not a one-man crew. It's a whole village to get, you know, a player to the National Hockey League, and especially myself. My parents moved from Arizona to Michigan, you know, when I was a 10-year-old hockey player, and thinking about that now is kind of crazy, but they had that much faith and that much confidence in, you know, what I wanted to do with my life and all the sacrifices they made. And just, I saw them in warm-ups there looking up, and they're all jumping down, tears down their face. So it was just such a cool, special moment to be with them and just to share the experience with them, because that wasn't just my moment, that was our whole family's moment. So it was really special to have them in attendance and be able to watch.
And you can relate to that, right? I mean, mm-hmm. What were you telling him? I mean, you're just 2 weeks removed from your first, and you guys are roomies now. What were you telling him?
I think just enjoy it. And I mean, obviously, I got to meet his mom the night before his first game. So my parents went through a pretty similar situation the week before, and I know how excited they were. So I just tried to give Cutter a little space, and I know it's a crazy time in your life, and you're really excited. So I just kind of let him try to do his own thing, and I would try to prepare him for a little bit. Like I told him that Stromer might give him a little crap before going out on the ice, but just try to soak it all in and have fun, because I mean, for both of us, this is probably, we've both been dreaming of this for our whole entire life, and to finally be here, it's pretty cool.
I'm glad you brought up Strome again, and I want each of you to comment on just the older guys and what they've meant to you in the short time you've been here. How has the leadership been great for you as far as guiding you and what you can expect when you take to the ice for the first time as an NHLer?
Yeah, they've been great. I've been here for 1 week, and it feels like I've known them all for a year. Each and every single one of them have been super extremely welcoming. Being able to start conversation, they're not just high, they're really in depth with each conversation they have with you. They want to know about how your day is going, or some cool stuff about you, and that's just nice as a young guy coming into the league, not really knowing what to expect, to have guys with experience who've been through the same road you have a handful of years prior to that, and just being friends with them, being super friendly is something huge. And I know for myself, I was pretty nervous coming in and meeting all the guys, and after the first 5-10 minutes, I didn't feel nervous whatsoever. They made it feel at home, and I felt like I've been a part of this team a lot longer than I have been. And that's exactly what you want as a young guy, just trying to find his way in the league.
Was there a guy you gravitated to, Sam, when you got here, was able to help you right away, kind of get your feet wet with the team?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Trevor my whole life pretty much since we were probably 7 or 8 years old, so
that helps.
That really helps, especially when he's
probably, I don't know if he can help you. Yeah, though. I don't know if that's a good one.
He's probably the most talkative person in the locker room, so it kind of helps to get dragged into the conversation, maybe even more than maybe I would have liked. But yeah, he was great. And then I sat next to Kalorn and Terry in the locker room, and they're both, obviously Troy's been here his whole career, and he's an all-star, and then Killer's got 2 cups. So, I mean, like Cutter said, it wasn't just those two, but those two guys are great. The whole team, like he said, just making you feel really comfortable, and not just walking by you and putting their head down, like asking how your day is going and getting to know you. It goes a long way.
Cutter, you got a unique background when you think about it. Born in Sweden, your dad, was Canadian, played hockey for the Sharks for a minute, mm-hmm. And then you're wearing the red, white, and blue. How did that happen?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I was born in Sweden. Like you said, he was finishing off his career over there, and then I moved to Arizona, and my mom's from Reading, Pennsylvania, so she's the American
side. She's the link.
Yeah, she's the link to the red, white, and blue. So grew up in Scottsdale and, made it over to Michigan, like I said, when I was 10, and was fortunate enough to play for the USA teams there. And, at 16 years old, I made a decision that I wasn't going to go to the juniors and that I wanted to stick to, the national program, and, was fortunate enough to make the team. And, right after that, I, stuck with the USA all the way. So it's been, I wouldn't change it for the world.
When did Cutter stick?
Yeah. So my grandma over in Sweden found it in a Swedish calendar, I think it was. It was Swedish calendar, or Swedish cookbook. It was one of the two.
Let's go with cookbook.
Yeah. We'll do cookbook. She saw Cutter in there and she's like, oh, how about this? So it was either going to be Cutter or Bauer. So both kind of hockey related. You cut up the ice, or, Bauer, obviously.
Sure.
And, Cutter stuck, and it's pretty unique. I haven't heard it from anybody else, so I like it.
Now, when you have a name like Cutter, name like Sam, a little more normal, right? Down the middle of the road there. But you feel like you have to be the best player on the ice with a Cutter? Like, hey, that's kind of badass.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's that's what I want to do everywhere I go, and hopefully, doesn't take too long of an adjustment period over here with the Ducks and, all the guys like me, so you know, I can't complain with, you know, the situation we're at. We're in Southern California playing the sport we love. So we walk outside of the cold arena and we have 70, 80 degree weather with, you know, without a cloud in the sky playing golf and stuff. So it's a pretty cool lifestyle we're fortunate to have.
All right, Sam, again, you guys just so new to the organization. But if my memory serves me correctly, the Ducks had 25 or players 25 and younger made their NHL debut. That was tops of the National Hockey League mm-hmm. last year. Right. So, I mean, the talents, the cupboards are full with talent. What's you're both really, I'm going to start with you, your excitement level of being able, like Zegras and other guys that are on this team, you know, of course, Leo, goes on and on, right?
Yeah.
Mac T.
Yeah.
What's the excitement level for you to be part of this team?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think just looking around the locker room, there's a lot of young guys, and we can kind of start turning this organization around. Obviously, the last couple of years, they haven't really been where they wanted to be in the standings, but I think with all of us, I mean, there's so many young guys, even a lot of guys in San Diego, that they'll be a huge part of this turnaround. And I mean, I can speak for myself, and I think I can speak for Cutter. We want to win. Hockey's a lot more fun when you're winning, and hopefully the next few months, but years, we'll be able to win and hopefully bring a Stanley Cup back to Southern California.
Yeah, Cutter, we had Leo with us a couple weeks ago, and I remember sitting at a charity event called Ducks and Tucks, and you'll be familiar with that next year. He was looking up at the banner, and he saw the one in 07, and he was telling people, I mean, just 3 years. Like, he's set on it, and I love that. You know, do you see that drive, and you see that talent with everybody being part of this team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like Sam said, it's a pretty young team, but that doesn't mean, you know, we can't win. You know, a lot of us have experience of playing, you know, in some big events, and, you know, obviously not the National Hockey League playoffs, but you know, I think everyone in the locker room has what it takes to you know, win. And you know, it's a young group of guys, but it's a good group of guys. Everyone knows their role, and everyone has that winning mindset and culture that, you know, we want to harp on these next handful of years. And like you mentioned with Leo, like the first couple of days I met him, he said he can't wait to get back here for training camp and get the season underway to just play some games and get some wins. So yeah, it was a tough season for the guys that they had this year, but we're looking to turn things around next year and, you know, start building towards the right direction, and, you know, hopefully within a handful of years win a Stanley Cup.
Okay, I love it. And we're gonna wrap things up with something. The most important thing going on in the world right now is the Tortured Poets Department. You guys familiar with that? Taylor Swift's new album?
No, honestly, no. I like Taylor Swift, but I didn't know she had a new album.
Jesus, really? That's like
did
the biggest
it just come
thing
out?
Ever. Yeah, like last Friday.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's been
a double album. It's been 31
long,
songs.
It's been a long few days since the season ended.
Well, I'm 54 and I shouldn't be listening to this stuff maybe, but it's like I'm diving into it. So do you guys have a favorite Taylor Swift song? Cutter's looking at me like he's got a blank stare, which is...
I like
okay.
Maybe Love Story.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with Love Story, too. That's a pretty good one. I was thinking about that.
No, you were not.
Yeah, you were not.
All right, I'll tell you what, though. She's got a manuscript for down the road for your dating advice on how not to treat somebody. So just keep an eye on that. I'm giving you guys some worldly advice right now. You want to listen to Taylor Swift.
Perfect.
It's a good thing.
Sounds good.
Swifties now.
Yeah, you should be Swifties. Yeah. Well, gents, thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah,
really
thank
appreciate
you.
It, man. Thanks. It's so good to meet you guys. So glad to have you both as part of the organization. I cannot wait till next year.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Same
appreciate
as well.
It.
All right, I'm going to say it one more time. Sam Colangelo.
Yeah, Andrew Cogliano.
Players Lounge, over and out. The Players Lounge is presented by 24 Hour Fitness, the official fitness partner of the Anaheim Ducks. From best-in-class equipment to expert coaching and motivating group fitness classes, 24 Hour Fitness has what you need to find your strength.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.